Each time Pac-Man died on this final maze, the 9 hidden dots reappeared on the deformed right half of the screen. So to achieve the game's maximum possible score, I had to find and eat each of those dots 5 more times, once with each of my 5 remaining lives. I did my best not to think about H, who I knew must be holding the jade key at that very moment. Right now, he was probably reading whatever clue was etched into its surface. I pulled the joystick to the right, weaving through the digital debris one final time. I could have done it blindfolded by now. I fish-hooked around Pinky to grab the 2 dots near the bottom, then another 3 in the center, and then the last 4 near the top. I'd done it. I had the new high score. 3,333,360 points! A perfect game! I took my hands off the controls and watched as all 4 ghosts converged on Pac-Man. Game over flashed in the center of the maze. I waited. Nothing happened. After a few seconds, the game's attract screen came back up, showing the 4 ghosts, their names, and their nicknames. My gaze shot to the quarter sitting on the edge of the marquee brace. Earlier, it had been welded in place, unmovable, but now it tumbled forward and fell end over end, landing directly in the palm of my avatar's hand. Then it vanished, and a message flashed on my display informing me that the quarter had automatically been added to my inventory. When I tried to take it back out and examine it, I found that I couldn't. The quarter icon remained in my inventory. I couldn't take it out or drop it. If the quarter had any magical properties, they weren't revealed in its item description, which was completely empty. To learn anything more about the quarter, I would have to cast a series of high-level divination spells on it. That would take days and require a lot of expensive spell components, and even then, there was no guarantee the spells would tell me anything. But at the moment, I was having a hard time caring all that much about the mystery of the undroppable quarter. All I could think about was that H and Artemis had now both beaten me to the Jade Key, and getting the high score on this Pac-Man game on arcade obviously hadn't gotten me any closer to finding it myself. I really had been wasting my time here. I headed back up to the planet's surface. Just as I was sitting down in the Vonnegut's cockpit, an email from H arrived in my inbox. I felt my pulse quicken when I saw its subject line: payback time. Holding my breath, I opened the message and read it. Dear Parzival, you and I are officially even now, got that? I consider my debt to you hereby paid in full. Better hurry, the Sixers must already be on their way there. Good luck, H. Below his signature was an image file he'd attached to the message. It was a high-resolution scan of the instruction manual cover for the text adventure game Zork, the version released in 1980 by Personal Software for the TRS-80 Model 3. I'd played and solved Zork once, a long time ago, back during the first year of the hunt. But I'd also played hundreds of other classic text adventure games that year, including all of Zork's sequels, and so most of the details of the game had now faded in my memory. Most old text adventure games were pretty self-explanatory, so I'd never actually bothered to read the Zork instruction manual. I now knew that this had been a colossal mistake. On the manual's cover was a painting depicting a scene from the game. A swashbuckling adventurer wearing armor and a winged helmet stood with a glowing blue sword raised over his head, preparing to strike a troll cowering before him. The adventurer clutched several treasures in his other hand, and more treasures lay at his feet, scattered among human bones. A dark, fanged creature lurked just behind the hero, glowering malevolently. All of this was in the painting's foreground, but my eyes had instantly locked on what was in the background. A large, white house with its front door and windows all boarded up. A dwelling long neglected. I stared at the image a few more seconds, just long enough to curse myself for not making the connection on my own months ago. Then, I fired the Vonnegut's engines and set a course for another place in Sector 7, not far from Arcade. It was a small world called Froboz that was home to a detailed recreation of the game Zork. It was also, I now knew, the hiding place of the Jade Key.